Hi, this is Andrew, the Full Blast.
Hey, Andrew, this is Charlie over here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm good.
Awesome. Hey, I was just kind of circling back with you here and seeing what you wanted to do. I know we kind of talked about, you know, waiving that setup fee for you just so that way you can kind of get your foot in the door. Is that something that is an interest for you in getting everything set up correctly?
So, unfortunately, Google just suspended my profile for misleading information. I guess they just don't think I'm a legitimate business. So I sent them over my information and stuff. So I'm still waiting to hear from Google. It's been about like 3 or 4 days already. So
yeah, typically what happens is they don't have like a 1-800 called Google number. It's just an AI generated email that's going to get kicked back to you. And that's what I was saying. For us, we would be able to pinpoint why that's happening, and then we would be able to just help you get verified, and you wouldn't have to keep going through this hassle with getting verified through Google.
So you would be able to, because I have reviews on that profile, you able to bring it back or no?
So if Google has deleted the profile, even Google can't bring it back. They'll say you have to make a new one if it's not suspended. I mean, if they don't take it off. So sometimes what will happen is they'll do one or two things. They'll suspend the account, but then if it goes dormant and they take the account all the way off, then you have to just start over. That's just what they do.
Right.
Now,
well,
if
it's not showing up on maps anymore on the like location, but it just says suspended and I can appeal it still, but I already appealed it, so I'm waiting for.
Right. And that's why I said we would be able to just expedite that process and really help you out in seeing what that next step is for Google and what they're trying to really get from you, because you're a legitimate business. You have a truck, you have the tools, you have a trailer. You have a book of business, you know what I mean? So it's not like you just started and you have nothing to show for. It's just making sure that you're a legitimate company. And like I said, our clients, when they have done this themselves, they've gone through a lot of headache. Like I said, when they go with us and they find out, hey, we can do this for them and really help them out in that area, it's done with, like I said, within 30 to 45 days, you'll be on the first page placements of Google. But I mean, typically it only takes, you know, around 2 weeks to really get you verified.
Okay. I mean, but my thing is I've already submitted to them. I'm waiting for them to let me know. I've submitted all the documents they're asking, like documents to show that I'm a registered business. So,
right.
I mean,
we would just be able to pick up, like, where you left off at with them. Because it's been, what, 2 to 3 days already now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we would just be like, hey, our client over here on Full Blast, Andrew, he sent out his documents. You guys suspended his account. Can you guys provide us why or what we need to do to make sure that this doesn't happen again? And then they'll be able to... They reach out faster to us than they do to you guys, because, I mean, think about it. Everybody tries to get on Google, and if you do it themselves, they have their representatives that are more tailored to the higher-ups of, like, the Coca-Colas, the Nikes, the Johnson's Controls. Like, all those guys are spending millions of dollars of advertising. They want to make sure that they're keeping those guys on. You know, it sucks, but that's just the nature of the game. And the guys like you and I that will have a small business that's trying to make it, it kind of falls by the wayside, and they kind of get to you when they get to you, right? Where with us, what we do is we kind of fight for the little guys like you as well, and we make sure that we're like, hey, we got somebody that needs to get up here. What's going on? And we push for you guys, and that's how our service works.
Okay. Well, let's say worst case scenario, they've already deleted it, which I doubt has already happened. It's 3 days and they haven't, you know, turned down my appeal or anything yet. So But let's say worst case scenario, they have deleted it. How can I get those views back? I just have to contact my customers again?
Yeah, so we can help you make a new business, new Google business, so that way it's done correctly this time. You won't run into any issues. And then what we could actually do is we could help you reach back out to them. We can give you a link so that way you can send to those, you know, customers that you already have those reviews from. I mean, you can just kind of word it as, you know, made a new Google business profile. Can you please leave me a 5-star review for the services that I did for you? Or we can help you word that as well. And if you want to provide us with the phone numbers, we can send that text messages out on behalf of you as well. So then they can just click the link and then they can start leaving you reviews.
Okay. And you say you're still able to do that. Are you still able to do that 250 starting?
Yes, sir. We will be able to waive that setup fee and then we can just get started, get your foot in the door for the 249, really figure out what's going on with the Google business profile itself and really get you up and running. So that way, I'm telling you, I've dealt with a lot of companies who've had their Google business profile suspended. It is aggravating for them. I've had one guy suspended for like 8 months and he couldn't get it unsuspended. He barely heard from Google. And then within the first month of him being with us, he was able to get his Google business profile up and running and he hasn't had any problems with it ever since.
All right. So, okay, let's say if I want to say yes to y'all.
Okay.
What? Is there anything y'all can do today or no? Or do I just have to wait?
So today, this is what I would do. Let me see here what I got. Okay. So I have one spot available at 4 p.m. So this is going to be our onboarding call. This is where my tech team is going to introduce themselves to you. So we do secure the listing and we start working on the programming. At 4 p.m., I can secure that listing for you. I mean, that onboarding call so they can reach out to you. They can understand what's going on and then they can start reaching out to Google today. Everything can get started today in saying like, hey, this is what's going on. This is what we found. This is what they'll need. And we don't have to push that off for like a onboarding call tomorrow. I have that availability if you want to take that.
No, let's just do it.
Okay. Let me see here.
But you have my word that we'll start like trying to contact Google today, right?
Well, we have to do the onboarding call. So the onboarding call, they will be all for it in like, so this is the thing, is we want to make sure we have all the information from you so that way we can go to Google and we can say, hey, we have this issue going on. We need to find out what's going on. Why aren't you guys verifying him? And then they're able to give us that out. That's why I always say, let's do the onboarding call. We have one at 4 p.m. if you're available. I know you're a business owner and you might have a schedule. If not, I can get you on an onboarding call as early as tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Oh, no. Today's admin day, so I don't have anything planned today.
Okay, perfect. Let me see here then.
I got a question. This is going to sound racist. Is it just Indian call center people? Or what? Sounds very racist, I know. But, you know what I mean?
No. So, we're a global company. I mean, we have customer service reps.
It sounds very racist, but if you know what I mean, right? Like,
yeah, no, I definitely get what you're saying. So we're based out of California. That's where our headquarters at. We're a very diverse company, though. But like I said, you'll always have access to me as well. I give you my phone number with my direct contact extension. So if you did need to get a hold of me, you could. But, I mean, we have representatives around the whole world. So it's not just there.
Okay.
But yeah, you definitely, I don't leave. you always have access to me. So if you can't get a hold of the tech team, which is very rare, you can always reach out to me. And if I don't answer, you leave me a message. I always get back to my clients within an hour of them giving me a phone call. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. I'm just getting authorization here. They're just changing because as of right now, from last time we talked, I had the 348 with a $99 setup fee there. I'm getting that waived down to just the 249 month to month, no setup fee. Just give me a sec here. And then if my tech team, I'm good if my tech team reaches out to you, 4 o'clock is good for that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to, while I'm waiting for them to restructure that and take that off, I'm going to send you over just a Google Calendar. I'm going to book this spot right now for you so that way it doesn't get taken. Because they only do like 3 calls an hour and there's only one left. So I'm just going to say, nope, I'm taking that. I'm going to get you in here. All right. Okay. So I sent you a Google invite. It's coming from Charlie Mullenkamp at localsplash.com. It's just going to have you, myself, and my tech team CC'd on there. We're going to reach out to you then for that as well. So I did book that for you. They're going to be calling from our customer service number. I will give you that here along with my extension as well. I do walk you through a voice verification as well, Andrew, just to verify and make sure everything is correct. And then that pricing structure for the $249, because we have you on a discounted pre-agreement, that's going to be in there. So even if inflation or if we raise prices or anything like that, you're always grandfathered in at that $249 month-to-month pricing, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Let me see here. So you have
a call or is this Google Meet or what?
No, it's just going to be a call. My tech team is going to reach out to you. They're going to gather all the information of what you've already sent out to Google, and then they'll be able to have that for their records, and then they'll be able to contact Google and say, hey, our client Andrew with Full Blast, they submitted their stuff out. You guys suspended them. Can you please give us information on what we need to either get this unsuspended or give us information so this stops happening? Because he is a legitimate business, does have a book of business, his own truck, tools, trailers. So what do we need to do here? And they'll be like, oh, we just needed this from him, or we have to do this. And then we'll call you and we'll be like, hey, they're asking for this information. Can you provide it for us? 9 times out of 10, the business owner's like, oh yeah, here you go. Why didn't they just tell me that in the first place? But they don't. It's like I said, it's all AI generated emails. So that's why it's very frustrating for small business owners like you. So I have that all set up for you here. For the billing for the first month's payment for the $249, do you want to use a business credit card for that? Do you want to use a debit card for that?
It's going to be a business debit card, actually.
Okay. On the card itself, does it just have your first and last name with your business name?
It has my first, middle, last name, and business name.
Okay. First, middle, last name. What's your middle name?
Milos, M-I-L-O-S, M-I-L-O-S.
M-I-L-O-S. Andrew Milos. And then, I know you have a hard last name.
It's a long last name.
Yes, I got D-I-M-I-T-R-I-J. It's Dimitrovic, right?
Let's just go with that.
Okay.
It's close enough.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And then do you have, Full Blast on there, or do you not have that on the card?
Yeah. It says, around in my name, it says Full Blast LLC. Full
and
Face Blast Face.
And that's
LLC.
the PF, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. And then the billing address for the card itself, that's the 19928
yeah.
Chanton Circle.
C-H-A-Y-T-O-N.
Yes, sir. Yep. And then the zip code is the 78660?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then the card itself, are you using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express?
It's a Visa.
It's going to be a Visa. Okay. Now, for the Visa cards, I know they start in the number 4, but I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Yeah. 4337.
Mm-hmm.
3900.
Mm-hmm.
0406.
Mm-hmm.
4151.
Okay. Can I repeat this back to you? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I got 4337-3900-0406-4151.
Yep.
Okay. And then your expiration date?
0827.
And then the security code on the back?
455.
Okay. Now I'm going to set up a security question for you, Andrew. We don't sell or share any of your information. Every time we do call you, we will ask you, though, just to verify that we're only talking to you. Same vice versa, that you're always talking to Local Splash about your account here. Okay?
Okay.
So I got 3 questions. You can have one of them. I have the city you were born in. I have your mother's maiden name, or I have your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
What was the second one?
I got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let me think real quick. Mm-hmm. Okay. My mom's.
Your mom's maiden name? Okay. Mom's maiden name. And what's mom's maiden name?
It's gonna be, Swear Engine. Let me look up how to spell that. Swear Engine. Sorry, give me 1 second.
It's okay. No, take your time.
Okay. It's going to be Swear, S-W-E-A-R.
Mm-hmm.
I-N.
Mm-hmm.
G-I-N.
Okay. Let me type this in. They block it out for me, so I got to make sure I type it in correctly. And then the kicker to it is they make you do it twice. So, let's see. Okay. Give me a sec. Let me make sure the first one's right. Perfect. Okay. I had to do it twice. The first time I was wrong. So okay. I'm always going to say this kind of jokingly, but I do mean it. Don't forget your mother's maiden name there. I know it's your mother's maiden name. You won't, but I just say that because I have had it before.
Probably will. No, you're right. I probably will have to look it up.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, just always look at have it there because, like I said, I've had it before where our clients have had their accounts locked out where they forgot it. So,
I probably won't forget the maiden name. I'll just forget what maiden means. I'll just, like, that's what I was doing. I was looking up what maiden meant.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, so just your mother's maiden name. It's going to be the swear engine for you, okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification really quickly. This is just going to be the service agreement with us as well as that $249 without the service fee for you. If you have any questions, just go ahead and say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And I'll answer that question for you, or I'll rephrase it so that way it's easier to understand. Some of these questions, I don't know why they word them the way they do. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Full Blast.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Andrew Dmitrievich. Business owner.
Awesome. And then you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Say it again.
I said you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Andrew, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to always be sure the call is coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be your mother's maiden name swear engine, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm going to give you two phone numbers. One is going to be what my tech team is going to contact you on here in a couple of, in about an hour and 15 minutes. Let me know when you're ready to take this phone number down.
Okay.
Or do you want me to just email it to you or text it to you?
I mean, I pick up any phone call, so it really doesn't matter.
Okay. I'm going to text it to you then. I'm just going to say this is the customer service line. Just save it under Local Splash. It's going to be 877-635-6225, and I'll text you that number, okay? I'll also text you my number for my extension as well if you ever need to get a hold of me as well, all right?
Okay, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Can you go in depth?
Elaborate. Yeah, absolutely. So you've already let us know what's going on with Google. We just want to make sure we're on the same page. So we want to make sure that you and my tech team are working together. So if you wanted to do anything, just let us know, hey, I want to do this. And then that way we could all work together in getting it done. The last thing I want to do is you're trying to do something and then my tech team's like, we didn't do this. This is weird. And then they delete something or they take it off or they change it. And you're like, I'm trying to do this.
Okay.
So I just want to make everybody,
like,
yeah.
What if I want to run my own campaign on Nextdoor, like that.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. We're just talking about like with the Google and the Facebook retargeting campaigns because we're going to be in there. We just want to make sure that we're all on the same page with you there. You see what I mean? All
right. Yeah. So just for Google and Facebook, not like.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep. Okay. So your payment for initial term and account setup, which we waived. Will be charged today, which is July 2nd, in the non-refundable amount of the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the second in just the recurring payment of $249. Again, this is a recurring payment. You may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the number I'm going to email and text you, which is going to be 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Did you get my email from the Google Calendar?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So if you just want to, did you hit yes on that? It's just going to tell my tech team that that's a perfect time to call you as well. Everybody's just like right off the gate on that deal.
I clicked maybe. I'm just playing. I
you clicked no. Just kidding. All right, cool. Awesome. I have that. That's there. Everything went green on my end, so I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. We're like a family here, Andrew. So if you need anything, please don't be afraid to reach out to our customer service representatives. They're going to be the ones handling the programming for that Google Business Profile and the Facebook. If at any point you need my help with anything, don't be afraid to reach out to me as well. I'm going to send you my contact information. It's going to be the 877, but just with 203 for the extension. Again, if I don't answer, please just leave me a message. I will get back to you within an hour of you giving me a call, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, you should have received a couple of deals here. You should have received some text messages and emails. In the text message, there's one that says, "Hey, Andrew, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of the invoice we have on file here for your email." And then it says, "Please click here to subscribe to the terms and agreements." Can you click that? And then it's going to just take you to our terms of experience. This is what we're going to do for you. This is what I just read off to you here. So you have that. There's going to be two checkboxes on the bottom. There's going to be one SMSs, two, it's going to be that you're the card authorization holder. You're going to sign or just type your name as it reads right there above that box, and then you're going to hit confirm. Once you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a username and password. I'm pretty sure it's going to be your first name, middle name, and last name on there.
Can you like give me a real quick a second to read this?
No, absolutely. Take your time. You're in no rush at all. I'm going to just start with the account here so that way I can send it over to my tech team so they know what's going on with the account as well. But feel free to read through that. I'm going to stay on the phone with you if you have any questions, okay?
All right.
Perfect. All right, so you got that there. Just perfect. Okay.
So, yeah, okay, I was just reading the Facebook part of it.
Sure.
So, I already have the Facebook account, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We're just creating ads for you. That's fine.
So, I guess I'll have to change my password to this.
No, so you're not going to give us any credentials like your username and passwords or anything like that. What you're just going to tell Facebook, and we'll walk you through this and help you, is you're just going to add us on as in the manager. It's basically just telling Facebook, I give them access to run my campaign, and they're working for me on this. You're not going to give us like your credentials for that at all.
Be in my account. You'll just, I don't know how. I didn't know that Facebook does that, though.
Yeah, they do. You just add us on as a manager because they don't expect you to give personal information out of just, like, your username and password. So that's why you would just add us. Go ahead.
So what all would you have access to other than managing ads? Like, would there be – because a manager, I'm sure it has more –
Yeah, so you're able to give us access to whatever you want. So you could either give us limited access, which that's all we need is to manage those retargeting campaigns, and that's all. You also have the ability to, if you were to have somebody come on board with you and you wanted them to run everything on your Facebook, like you could even give them access to that as well. So Facebook makes it very customizable to give you access to certain people and to basically limit them to certain access as well. And then that's what my tech team will tell you is like, hey, we just need access to run your ads so we can allocate that $100 from the $249 month to month to your Facebook retargeting campaigns. Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. When I used to do this on my own, it was pretty cool to kind of go in there and just be like, oh, the same thing. I was doing it for a restaurant and he's like, I don't want to give you my username and password. I was like, you don't have to. You just have to add me like this. And then he's like, I had no idea you could do that. I was like, oh, Facebook is very, and it's the same thing with Google. Google is the same way. You just add us on as a manager once we're able to get it verified.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me. Word. I don't want to. Well, will I get spam from y'all?
No. What do you mean? Like, oh, like promotional deals?
Yeah.
No. We're strictly here to get you business and to help you get that Google Business Profile up. We're not going to bombard you. We do call you for updates for the Google Business Profile and keep you in the loop with everything that we're doing, but we're not going to be just like hounding you to be like, hey, Andrew, update, you know, upgrade your package here to higher premiums every other week. Like, no, we don't do that. Yeah. We want to make sure that you're getting business first. And then if you want to upgrade at that point, you got every opportunity to do that. If you want to stay where you're at and continue to grow slowly like that and just build your book of business, that's fine too. That's how most of our clients do it.
Okay. It's already asking me, you guys are already asking me for a picture for Google verification.
Yeah. So that's just standard. I'll tell you, you're like 90% ahead of everybody else. Most people, they don't have these things. So it just kind of standard says like, hey, send us all this stuff for the Google verification. You don't have to do that because you've already sent all that stuff in. We can just pick up where you left off. That's not a problem for us.
Okay. So I don't know what I've exactly sent to Google, but I've sent papers that show that I have like ownership of the company.
A legitimate business, yeah.
Yeah, like my bank.
Okay.
I did send them like I guess the registration, it shows my company, you know, my name, the company right under it.
Right.
I have another from Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts, I guess for taxpayers, has my address and company.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I think that Google can also say, like, that's not legitimate business is I didn't have my location for Google Maps. I didn't have it on my house. I had it, like, in the field right next to my house, so I didn't mm-hmm. have it on the direct. But it said the street that was the same street.
Yeah. So it's going to – so like I said before, like, we talked about that last time, and that's why we put your house there this time. Because they want to verify that you're at a legitimate location where you could actually get mail to. Now, like, I already put in the notes here that that's your home, so please do not show the address. But for Google verification, they're just going to verify that that's where you're at because they want to make sure that you're a legitimate company, a legitimate business, and you're just not like a robot with the P.O. box trying to like get all these contractors. So that's where we're going to be.
I want my company name, like if someone does look up on Google Maps, sometimes I do that.
Yeah.
You know, I want my company name. I just don't want it showing up on my house. I just want it showing up somewhere.
It'll still show up. It just won't show. It just won't have the red pin dot right on your house. Like it'll your Google Business profile will still show up to the left on that map section.
I would. I don't know if it's possible. I would like it to show up on the map. I know it sounds silly, but like. Some people do look at that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Some people look at who's local, more local to them.
Yeah. I mean, the only way that you would be able to do that is if you don't hide the address. Because then now they'll, I mean, it'll just show your home address. But, I mean, if you don't mind, then we can show
it.
It's
not my family. It's not my house, so I don't know. I'll have to talk to my parents about
it. Okay. Get the approval first. We can always change it, okay? So the biggest deal is making sure that we get the profile itself. And then once you're like, hey, I want to show, we could always change it and we can drop it there too as well.
Okay.
Let me see here. So yes has one. But it's suspended.
That is so funny. There's a guy who, I guess wants to leave me a review, right? He's on my, he messaged, because I have a messaging system for my website, he messaged the robot on the website, and I got an email and it said, Andrew is a young kid from my neighbor, he's polite and blah, blah, blah. He's writing a review on the chat on my website.
To chat back to you.
I don't think he knows. I think he's still under the impression that it's a company.
Yeah.
And not.
Yeah.
Well, no, he said, I just learned that he started his own small business. So, like, I don't understand. Okay.
He probably thinks that that's the review page. And that's what it's going to go to. Yeah. Instead of that's literally a widget to get in contact with you.
I sent him the link to my review. I mean, it's not working now anymore, but like at the time it was working.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, maybe what he did was he doesn't know where that review is, and he looked up your business website. He's like, oh, I can just click this. And,
that's or it could also be like he just didn't get around to it. Now my business is down, so he can't leave reviews. He's like, oh.
Right, absolutely. Let me see. North and... Austin, perfect. Okay, so I have everything in here that I sent over to my tech team. Were you able to sign the terms and conditions there?
Yeah.
Okay, are you at a login page now where it says username and password?
Yeah.
Okay. So you should have got a text message where it gives you the username and password. This is going to be your dashboard. You're going to be able to track everything. The password, I mean, the username is usually your phone number, and then the password is right after that. So you can kind of just copy and paste both of them. Once you do that, it's just going to log you in there. It's going to say, we're working on your account. Please give us 2 to 3 business days. That's because nothing is there to show forth. We haven't done the onboarding call yet. But my tech team can walk you through where to see everything in terms of like the Google Business profile and then the Facebook retargeting campaigns as well too. Okay.
All right. That works.
Perfect. So you're all set up here. Any questions for me at this point?
No, it's supposed to have 4 listings.
You already logged in?
Yeah, I'm logged in, and it says.
And it didn't say that you're we're working on your
no,
account.
No, it did. It
okay.
did, but I clicked off of it, and then so I'm looking at total results 0, local leads 0, and then listings 4.
That might be what you're listed on already.
Oh,
like your business in total so far.
That's pretty good.
So,
that's a start.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm going to send this all over to my tech team so that way they can start working on it. And then we're going to contact you here in about 59 minutes now because it's 3:01 your time. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
I'll talk to you in about an hour. No worries. We're going to get you all squared away so that way
You're going to be on the onboarding call.
I personally am not going to be on the onboarding call. My tech team is going to reach out. I have a meeting right at 4 p.m., so I won't be able to make it. But they're going to call you, and then they're going to introduce themselves. They are world-class. They're all certified by Google. So, like I said,
okay.
They come and train us.
You were
going to
reach out, though.
Oh, I did? I'm sorry. I meant, like, we as a company are going to reach out to
okay.
my tech team. Yeah. But if you need to get a hold of me, I'm going to send you a text message right now for my extension as well. So if you ever do want to call me, you absolutely can. You have that availability to talk to me as well.
Send
okay?
me your, send me your phone number, name, and, an email address if you're able to.
Yeah, I'll send you an email, and then that way you have all my contact information right then and there, and then I'll also send you a text message.
I mean, like, in the text message, provide me the email and
oh, okay.
the phone number and name, all in that in one text. That's how I keep track of people.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I'll send that over
right
now.
I appreciate it. Thank you so
no
much,
problem.
Charlie.
No problem. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.